Father, still our minds today, and open our ears and hearts to receive a word from you. We invite you into this time and space with us. Amen. Today I'm going to read 1 Samuel 16:7. I'll read it three times. The first and third time are in the ESV translation, and the second is in the Message. The first time I read it, simply sit and listen with your eyes open or closed, however you're most comfortable. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." As I read the verse for a second time, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you. But God told Samuel, "Looks aren't everything. Don't be impressed with his looks and stature. I've already eliminated him." God judges persons differently than humans do. Men and women look at the face. God looks into the heart. As I read the verse for the third and final time, listen and begin to pray, reflect, and hear what God might be saying to you. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look on his appearance or on the height of his stature, because I have rejected him. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart." After I close in prayer, try to spend the next 15 to 30 minutes journaling, listening, or just praying, simply being in this moment with God. Today, I want to read a prayer from Gorillas of Grace by Ted Loader, entitled "Ground Me in Your Grace." Eternal One, silence, from whom my words come. Questioner, from whom my questions arise. Lover, of whom all my loves are hints. Disturber, in whom alone I find my rest. Mystery, in whose depths I find healing, and myself. Enfold me now in your presence. Restore me to your peace. Renew me through your power, and ground me in your grace. Amen.